This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وبعد Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. May the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all of us who have been following our program and our short tazkira after the Qiyam. Brothers and sisters, we hope that we will not forget what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind us what to recite after Qiyam, meaning after the witr prayer. I'm going to recite slowly so that all of us who are following us online will be able to revive this sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Normally, after witr prayer, the end of our prayer, the Prophet will say, Subhanal Malikul Quddus. All the brothers and sisters can follow me. Subhanal Malikul Quddus. Subhanal Malikul Quddus. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus Rabbul Malaikatu wa Ruh. Follow with another dua. Allahumma inni a'udzu bi ridaka min saqatik wa bi mu'afatika min ukubatik wa a'udzu bika minka la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama asnayt ala nafsik. We ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to protect us. We say, Oh Allah, indeed I seek refuge in your pleasure from your anger, in your protection from your punishment, and I seek refuge in you and from you, because Allah is the only protector. None can count your praise. You are as only you praise yourself. Telling us that even how much we praise Allah, we cannot praise Him enough. Brother and sister, we hope Allah accept our fast. We have entered the second day of fast. Good news is, number one, 1 day before fasting, we have a brother who reverted to Islam with us in our center. Alhamdulillah. Today, another good news. Another sister, a Chinese. The first one is a Chinese brother. The second one is a Chinese sister. also make shahada before Zuhur prayer. Alhamdulillah. It's Allah's blessing who opened the heart of these people and to return back to Almighty Allah. Now, tonight, I just like to remind all of the brothers and sisters with one ayah, a very beautiful ayah. This ayah was revealed because of the wife of the Prophet Abu Salama, or the known as Salama. Salama one day discussed with our Prophet Sallallahu, her husband, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, why in the Quran, most of the time, the man is mentioned, but not the woman? So the Prophet ﷺ is not the one who created the Quran. He is the messenger who received the Quran. He don't have an answer. He just have to wait and see what Allah will say about this. When there is a question from anybody about certain hukum, ruling in the Quran, or about Islam, the Prophet will never say based on his feeling, how he feel, based on his desire. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Prophet will never utter anything except what Allah revealed upon him to tell the people. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received an ayah later on. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one of the khutbah, he called upon the people, Ayyuhan nas, inna Allaha yaqulu lakum. He said, O people, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying to all of you, is telling us, and he recite this ayah. Innal muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat wal qanitin wal qanitat was sadiqin was sadiqat was sabirin was sabirat wal khashi'in wal khashi'at. And continue, والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات عد الله والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات then والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات عد الله لهم معفرة وأجرا عظيما الله أكبر. Now Allah is telling us about we as fellow Muslim. This ayah, Allah said, O Muslim, male or female. But you must remember when Allah said Muslim, it's not Muslim according to we, how we feel, but according to Allah, according to the teaching of Prophet. Example, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun min lisani wa yadi. A Muslim, a minimum Muslim, he always take care of his tongue and his hand from causing harm to another Muslim. Meaning a Muslim is a peacemaker. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةِ And it continue. And a believer, male and female. Now Allah continue by explaining everything to us. One first is a Muslim, second is a mu'min. Who is a mu'min? A mu'min, of course, at least he must believe in the sixth article of faith without any doubts. When you have a doubt in one of the article of faith, then you have a problem with your iman. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له ولا دين لمن لا أهدى له. From Anas bin Malik, there is no iman when there is no amana. Iman have something to do with trustworthy, amana. You must be trustworthy. Your life, your family, your ilm, the Quran, Islam all is an amanah to all of us. Wal muslimin wal muslimat, wal mu'minin wal mu'minat, wal qanitin wal qanitat. And those Muslim who is a mu'min, who increase his status from Muslim to mu'min, and who is consistent, male and female, in whatever they believe and also whatever they do. Now, sometimes our iman may go up and down, increase and decrease, but we still believe in the sixth article of faith and try our best to have amanah towards Allah Rabbul Alam. Wal-qanitin wal-qanitat, was-sadiqin was-sadiqat, male or female. Those who are truthful, whenever they want to say anything, they make sure what they say is true. Not, I think so. Something doubtful, stay away. Don't entertain. Male or female. Qanitin wal qanitat, sadiqin wal sadiqat. Then Allah continued by saying, was-sabirin was-sabirat, and those who have patience, sabr, male or female. Khashi'in wal khashi'at, those who are khushu' in their prayer. Meaning, a person when he performs his prayer, whether fardu or the optional prayer like Qiyamul Layl, or known as Taraweh that we are praying every night now, you are performing the prayer with khushu', not just for the sake of praying and quickly finish the number of rak'ah. Majority want to do 20, but in a very fast manner. No, go slowly. Khushu' means when you do something, you do with understanding, with some deep feeling that you are talking to Allah. You feel the sweetness of the prayer. You feel so great that you are allowed to communicate with Allah directly. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Khushu' must have knowledge. If you don't know how to perform the prayer the way the Prophet wants us to pray, it's very difficult to attain khushu'. Because khushu' will come with knowledge, understanding. And the Prophet said, Salu kamara ay tumun yasa. When you want to pray, brother and sister, you should follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not your way, my way. No, no, no. The way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal qashi'in wal qashi'at. Wal mutasaddiqin wal mutasaddiqat. Male or female who like to give charity, help the poor and the needy. And this is a good month. The best month for us to do and engage in giving charity. And alhamdulillah, we have been starting from yesterday, today, and ongoing night. We are trying to prepare 200 at least, or may increase from time to time, to 200 people to break their fast. And whoever support this program will allow us to give more to those poor and the needy. Wal mutasaddiqin wal mutasaddiq. Wasa'imin wasa'iman. And Allah continued, and those who fast, now we are fasting, male or female. Wasa'imin wasa'iman. After that, Allah said, وَالْحَافِزِينَ وَالْحَافِزَاتِ, and those who take care of their chastity, take care of their dignity, male or female. وَالْزَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and those who remember Allah a lot. Before prayer, we remember Allah. Before we break fast, we remember Allah. Before we start to fast in as-sahur, then we remember Allah. And while we are performing prayer, we remember Allah more. And after prayer, we still remember Allah. Wherever we go, we remember Allah. Remember what Allah wants us to do. And what Allah said no to us. What Allah make it haram, we try to stay away. They remember Allah. What do Allah promise for this group of people? أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah said, I'm going to reward them with huge reward, and I'm going to forgive their sins. Forgive the sin of the male and the female. Now that made Salama very happy. That now, when you talk about Islam, Islam is representing everyone. But only male and female. Remember that. Male and female. Zakar or Untha. The other party, Na'unzubillah. So what is important, brother and sister? When we talk about Sa'imin, those who are fasting, we know fasting is not just controlling yourself, abstaining yourself from food and drink, from having relationship between husband and wife in the daytime. No. Even the Prophet have reminded us, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْدَ قَوْلَ الزُّرْءِ wal amar bihi wa juhla fa laysa lillahi hajatun an yada'a ta'ama wa sharaba. Whoever just abstain from food and drink, but they are not careful with their word, they still bad by talk bad about people, cursing people, you know, and they also become false witnesses, they do a lot of things that is not good, is displeasing Allah, then the Prophet said, Allah have no need for your fast. So fasting actually is to control all our faculties. We know that we have a lot of feeling, brothers. Sometimes we dislike somebody, we must ask ourselves. When you dislike somebody, do you dislike him because of Allah? Or because you just feel hurt because of what they say, what they do? But they don't really abuse you, they don't humiliate you, they don't fitna to you. Why must you hate them? Mistake, everybody make mistake. It's different if somebody accuse you, create fitna upon you, have all the right to hate them for the sake of Allah. Because fitna is something Allah dislikes. This is something that we have to learn. We hope tonight we remember the zikir. وَزَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالزَّاكِرَةِ. Remember what Allah said, those who remember Allah a lot. So after we do your prayer, don't forget, when you were all with us in our prayer, when you join us in our markas, remember every year after the imam finished the witr prayer, we recite this together. So don't forget, when you're doing your prayer among yourself with your family members, you guide them. But I hope we try our best to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you pray, just recite what is easy for you. You don't have to rush. Do it slowly. To ma'nina. If you do memorize a lot of surah, just recite the same surah. No problem. When Allah make things easy, we make it easy. When Allah said, you have to do all these things, then we have to do. We have no choice. So may Allah subhanahu accept our fast, forgive all our sin. We believe in what the Prophet said, man sama Ramadan, whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, iman, with the right faith, with the right belief, for the sake of Allah, very sincere, and follow the do and don'ts, and hope for Allah's blessing and mercy. The Prophet said, Allah will forgive all our sins. And may Allah also protect us and our family. Lastly, because this is a short reminder, brother and sister, remember when we talk about mu'minin wal mu'minat, a believing male and female. What is a mu'minin and mu'minat? Make sure that we take good care of our children. Our children is amanah. Make sure that we will unite them. We look for them, the righteous spouse, the right partner who can keep on guiding them, who can lead them in Qiyam Ramadan. Example, It's important because sometimes we want the best, but how about children? And if we don't do anything now, the children will start to do by themselves. So don't forget to pray for them. And we must be alert about what is happening, who they are close to, and if they have the righteous people, alhamdulillah, make it easy for them. Because there is our amanah. So may Allah protect all of us, except our second day of fast. But again, don't forget, it's the sahur. Okay? Even how tired, just wake up, or even just take some dates, a drink, is better than not to wake up for sahur. I would like to thank especially the mother, the wife, who have always wake up earlier than the men to prepare sahur for all of us. It is an extra blessing too. May Allah give them extra energy, extra jihad in them. They have the extra energy, extra patience. Even we know they are not very healthy sometimes. Even when they are not healthy, they still wake up and prepare sahur for us. So don't forget to pray for our elders, our parents, especially our mother figure, who always take care of our needs. And in the same time, when you are doing any dua, brother and sister, don't forget, may Allah protect us, protect this country, protect our leader, and save all of us from COVID-19. This is a fitna that makes the situation very different this year. But this is a year that will be a very, very important to all us. I don't think people forget this year event. Stay home. And may Allah protect all of us. Make us healthy until the end of Ramadan. And brothers and sisters, whoever want to know more about our activities, how we have to reach out in the month of Ramadan, call us, contact us, and we can follow up with you so that whatever we do is all for the sake of Allah. And remember, the great reward Allah promised to give it to us is any optional deeds that we engage in this month, the reward is like you are doing an obligatory deed outside of Ramadan. May Allah accept all our prayer, and may Allah strengthen our iman, increase our sabr, and make us have a good ending. Brothers and sisters, we hope to see you again. Tomorrow, we have our online reminder every Sunday morning talking about the life in Barzakh. Whoever have the time, you can just keep on following us and see what that can benefit us and prepare ourselves for a best ending. See you tomorrow morning, 11, and also we hope to see you tomorrow night through Instagram, 10:30 p.m. So once again, I'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters who have been following this program and been praying. May Allah protect us. Who have been praying for me, we will pray for you too, brothers and sisters. And some send our salam to all the other member families who are not able to join us in this program. Wabillahi taufiqi wal akhir da'wana. And alhamdulillah bil alamin. We recite the ending of the dua. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. brothers and sisters who have been praying for us. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Salam. Wa alaikum salam. It's good for everybody to respond to the salam too. Alhamdulillah. We hope Allah will help all of you to remember the good reminder. And the ayah that I mentioned is in Surah Al-Ahzab. Yeah? In Surah Al-Ahzab.